The Mishnah and the Braisa said, Yayin Vishena. So why for a tzaddik, when he sleeps, is it bad? So Rashi says, because as long as they're awake, so it's very good, they're learning Torah, and they're being megan. But when they're sleeping, they're not oisik b'Torah, and being that they're not oisik b'Torah, so it's ra'lo oilam, because they don't have the ability to protect the generation. So I saw Rav David Yoel Weiss, he's ma'orer, that we know the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in his Hakdama to the Goyin's Pirish on Sifra Ditzniusa, so he talks about the hasogas that the Vilna Goyin used to have while he was sleeping. And he says that one time the Goyin woke up, and he was a little bit disappointed, and the Talmidim tried probing him a little bit. What happened? And he said, because he had these tremendous giluyim on the pasuk Aluzah Banegev, and when he woke up in the morning, he thought about it, and he thought about it before he made Birchas HaTorah, and he forgot it. And it's for that reason he feels bad, right? This is the Vilna Gaon L'Shitasa who holds on Mahari B'Divrei Torah, Tzarech Levarech, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah when you wake up in the morning. If you have that title, when you wake up in the morning to think and learn about Birchas HaTorah, the Mechaber says it's fine. The Gaon argues, and the Gaon L'Shitasa was very upset, and then it came back to him. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner talks about how the Gaon had incredible hasagas in Torah, b'cholayla v'layla, every single night when he used to sleep. So Frank Rav David Yoel, like a shmak ha'ara, he says that yayin v'shena l'tzadikim is ra lohem v'la lo'olam. You know what the tzadik's neshama is doing when he's sleeping? It's not shayach, it's b'mesifta derekiya, it's being neskalatim soydas ha'Torah, that he would never be shayach to. Right, we spoke out from the Imrei Bina, that's kadnayim v'shachiv rav, amal ha'shmaita, because this is rav, the mekubal, who was only able to come soon to certain hasagas in his sleep. So why are you saying that it's ra lehem v'ra lo'olam? So he says the answer is, if you go back to that hakdama, the Goyen told Rav Chaim Volozhiner, quote, he said, Hu haya omer ki af ma she neshama maseges hasogis neflois v'neirois b'shina ayidei aliyas neshama b'shashua ha'elyon b'mesifti ilon einoi nechshav etzlei kol kach le'ikr gadol. It's not so chashiv by him. V'ha'ikr ma she odem masik b'zei ha'olam ayidei omo v'yegia. But that's not the real thing. The real Torah, the Torah that was chashev by the Goyim, was the Torah that he came to by himself. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings, that the Goyim told him that there were many times they tried sending him Magidim, and he always said no. He said, because that's schar, we'll get that in the next world. Hayoyim lasoysam. And lasoysam means to haravin learning and to come through to it by yourself. And the truth is, he's mitzayin another goyin, ayin sham. And this is in his pirush mishle, perik yotes, pasach of gimel. Again, ayin sham. It's hein hein advarim. But kubi, this is the oymek. It's true that tzaddikim, when they sleep, they come through to grace asagas. But like the goyin said, it wasn't nechshev by him so much as an ikker. It wasn't such a big deal. It was bepchinis kibul schar. He wasn't going to get rewarded for it, because he wasn't even doing anything. He was sleeping. Forget, it was good for the reward. That's the oymek in that guy. But the bottom line is, because it's not the Ikra Torah, could be it's not Megan on the door, and that's why the Mishnah says that although the tzaddik, when he sleeps, has tremendous hasagas, but yayin v'sheina, as it relates to a tzaddik, ra lohem v'ra lo'olam,